As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Broderick Jones, I think, is the Steelers story probably of the entire 2025 season. And I understand in so putting that out there, that I am ignoring something like Rodgers, who I just said takes up a ton of oxygen, who plays the position that is always going to get talked about more than any other in this league. I understand that I'm also ignoring just whether or not Mike Tomlin will extend the no losing seasons run. Art Rooney, how much longer he wants to be the man at the head of the pack for the Steelers before he eventually turns over team president duties and kind of principal duties to his son. I understand that there's all these other competing stories with, frankly, bigger names, but in practical terms, I would argue there is no bigger story, there is no more crucial person to the Steelers' fortunes in 2025 than the guy they drafted 3 years ago to play left tackle, 2 years ago, you want to call it that. He's played two seasons, I should say, who is finally going to actually get a chance to do that entering season 3 of his NFL career. Broderick Jones is under a microscope. So too are radio hosts who said Broderick Jones will be the best left tackle in franchise history and ran around yelling his name to the tune of the Rocky theme song for reasons that are still unclear to this day. And I think he's an interesting case study in this way of like what is better about the Steelers right now with certain new faces in new places the last couple of years, Andy Weidel, Omar Khan elevating. Omar Khan becoming the GM, Andy Weidel coming in to be the assistant. It's an interesting case study in how there are some positive influences that are still being overwhelmed by negative behaviors or by bad process. When they picked Broderick Jones, I was elated to the degree that I was singing his name like an idiot because I thought they had made the exact right pick. Athletic, high upside, didn't have a ton of snaps, but the stuff he put on tape at Georgia was excellent. He was a project, but it was the kind of project you want to draft that high because the ceiling is all pro. That's what I thought about him. Highest ceiling in that draft class that you'll recall had a lot of tackles get taken in the first round. Paris Johnson, to name one. I think Darnell Wright, kid from Tennessee. There were a bunch. And Jones, I thought, was going to be the best of the bunch. And when the Steelers got him, when they traded up to get him, I had that eureka moment of like, wow, they must have viewed the guy the exact same way I did. That's cool. I like this. We all like it when a team does the thing that we want them to do. That was the good. The bad followed soon after. The process immediately got derailed, I think, when it got into Mike Tomlin's hands. Well, we have Broderick Jones, that's nice, but he didn't take over for Dan Moore. He didn't beat him out. That's on Jones. He was a little immature to be a pro. That's on him. Dan Moore got all this positive publicity. Wow, look at him. He beat back the challenge. He made it so that they had to put him in the starting lineup. And then Dan Moore, I think by and large, got turnstiled more often than not. I thought was an average left tackle on his best days, maybe above average, was below average to flat out bad. But Dan Moore had something going for him in a weird way that Broderick Jones did not. He literally couldn't play another position, or they decided he couldn't play another position. They decided Broderick Jones was talented enough and adaptable enough to get him into the lineup playing his off position, playing the other tackle spot, and they catered to somebody who didn't belong in the starting lineup. That guy got paid $80 million. Your mileage may vary. Chris, he's actually a serviceable player. I'd argue that he's not. I'd argue that Dan Moore is going to be one of the worst contracts given out this past offseason. I think that is a buyer beware situation. Credit to him, he got paid. Buyer beware. Now in year three, the year where first round picks have to put up or shut up because the team has to decide about a fifth year option, the Steelers are going to start Broderick Jones for the first time as the guy at left tackle. They are probably going to put a mercurial 41-year-old behind him if what everybody thinks is going to happen actually happens. And they are going to cross their fingers and pray that a guy that came in 20 pounds lighter than he was last year, purportedly at least because then he could eat during the season and get back to his normal playing weight as one of the, you know, one of the motivating factors, they're going to put him out there and they're going to hope that he can protect Aaron Rodgers long enough for Rodgers to do what he used to do in his prime. And even though it's not fair, even though they have taken every step you could take, I think, to screw up the development of a first-round pick, which should be the most precious capital you've got in the NFL draft. It is the most precious capital you've got. There's really no time to feel bad for Broderick Jones or make excuses for Broderick Jones. The nature of the beast is very simple. He either balls out and plays great, or he's got one more year to prove himself next year, and then, oh, by the way, if he plays great, the Steelers might miss out on him because he might just decide to go elsewhere, being a little bit smarting from his experience here. Rodgers takes the headlines. Anything Tomlin-related takes the headlines. You know, this year's draft class is going to take some headlines. Derek Harmon's going to get plenty of ink. And the other tackle, by the way, Troy Fautanu, is coming off of a season where he played one game, then got hurt again, and there are going to be injury risks looming over him for a long time. But for me, it is very clear on this day when, this time of year when, we identify what matters, what doesn't matter, what's a story worth following, what's a player worth following, what's not. I think the guy that stands tall above the rest in that regard, and not for good reasons for two seasons in now, is Broderick Jones. And I just got to thinking about it today as we wait and wait and wait and figure out whether we're going to get any news on the quarterback front anytime soon, and just thought, there's the player I'm watching. There's the player, blindside tackle, regardless of who plays quarterback for them, that I think is more determinative than any other. And he, unfortunately, is the poster child, I think, in the Weidel-Kahn era, the Kahn-Weidel era, of how the best laid plans can still go awry if the guy coaching the team, and the player to an extent himself, don't handle their end of the bargain. 412-928-9370. That's the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Football's here, fresh off of an Ernie Banks last night. How are you, Don?
Not bad. I did have to make a trip to the dentist this morning, though. I had to get a small filling.
Tried to give you every opportunity here. Went a nice 12-plus minutes because you said your dentist told you that your face would not be numb probably within even an hour of the show starting.
Yeah, no, yeah, because he said a couple of hours. I mean, I probably got the shots in at, like, I don't know, 9:30. So I thought, okay, I mean, we still have several hours until the show starts, but lo and behold, here we are at 2:13 in the afternoon.
Still scuffling?
And, yeah, it's not as strong as it was when I walked in here, but there's still absolutely, like, numbness on the right side of my face.
What if you had opened your mouth to talk and realized that the numbness actually made your voice sound like the perfect radio voice of all time? Like, you opened your mouth and you just sounded, I don't know what you would describe as the perfect sports talk voice, but you just had, like, deep, like, thudding baritone pipes to talk. Hello, this is Donnie Football.
I'll just order more of those shots, I guess. But I mean, seriously, I'm wondering what the heck the guy gave me.
Well, I don't want to stretch you too much here because you frankly are probably it's making an effort to talk as it is. I want to know this, if you are confident that Broderick Jones at left tackle works out. Like, do we get the start of an upward trajectory to this story? You can answer honestly here. Don't spare my feelings. I know I'm the idiot who put his neck out there giraffe style on this one.
I actually do think he'll figure it out this year, and it'll make people, in retrospect, more frustrated with the Steelers for how they handled him his first couple of seasons. Maybe he's not an all-pro, but I think he clearly will look like a better player at left tackle than he has in his first two seasons, where they either just kind of jerked him around or started him at right tackle. I think he's going to look like a better player, and that's going to leave people like us and others saying, what took them so long to do this other than them basically lying down for a guy that was a fourth-round pick, Dan Moore?
You might say living in their fears about what Dan Moore couldn't do versus trying to figure out what Broderick Jones could do.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.